which the Pledge of Allegiance at the beginning of the, at the beginning of this meeting. I think that'll be cool. Start the whole thing with the Pledge of Allegiance. You might notice at the 9 o'clock agenda, you guys seen the agendas?
Yeah.
Okay. The one doesn't mention Pledge of Allegiance. Anyway, so we're gonna put that. That's that. Anyway, so we're gonna put that at the beginning of the whole thing. Please rise and join me in a pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Morning. Boyne County Board of Supervisors, Tuesday, August 9th, 2024. If you have questions why we have two agendas, in House File 718, it requires that you have the public hearing on the mailing that went out, the proposed property tax bill. You have to have a public hearing on that before you can set the date for the public hearing on the 24-25 budget. So what most counties are doing, they're holding one meeting a few minutes before the second meeting, and the state says that fulfills that requirement. So with that out of the way, an agenda, we're gonna have a public hearing on a proposed property tax levy. If I can take a moment for that. A lot of people, well, everybody, got a school, county, and city budget year statement to owners and taxpayers as required by Iowa Code 24.2A. So this is mine. Everybody got one of these. This is a brand new form or mailing that the state wants sent out. And I personally think it's more than a little confusing. But that said, I would entertain a motion to open a public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. So this is a public hearing. There's no vote involved. Anybody from the public, or if anyone would like to call in or email the Board of Supervisors with questions, you can email the Board of Supervisors at boarddmcounty.com. That's B-O-A-R-D at dmcounty.com. Or you can call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. So, and I see several people here. If you would, if you have any comments or questions to make, if you would please stand up, give your name and address for the record, and you will be recognized. Are there any comments regarding the mailing?
Yeah, I agree with you. It's confusing. My name is Jim Holkamp, and I live in Tama Township. So would somebody go over what this means here? Total value is, and then the taxable, and in other words, I'm confused. Would you explain it to me?
I was confused the first time I saw it too. It makes an assumption. But if you got your in front of you, okay, at the top, there's three tables there. One for the school district, one for the county, and one for the city, if you live in a city, in an incorporated city. Burlington, West Burlington, Mediapolis, Danville, or Middletown. So the first one is the school district. And by current property tax, that means that's how much money in dollars. Has he got something different?
He's got a tax bill.
Oh, you've got a tax.
He's got a personal tax bill.
From last year?
Well, yeah, it covers last year, but I think it was due this year.
Yep.
It says for September 2022 and March 23.
Okay, the taxes for right now, we're working on the 2025 budget, and that starts on July 1st, 2024. It runs through June 30th, 2025, and you'll pay taxes. The first half of your taxes will be due September of 2024, and the second half will be due March of 2025, a year from now.
Do you have a copy of the paper you're talking about?
Well, it's part of it. It's our...
And there's some other people. Do you have the same questions about what all this?
Cheryl?
Not the same questions, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna go through this. If you wanna give that gentleman one, then back. Just so everybody's talking about apples and oranges, how they've...
You guys want my cash? We have money. Anybody else?
Okay, so on the front page of that, up at the top, it says, "School, county, and city budget year statement to owners and taxpayers as required by Iowa Code 24.2A." There are three tables there. The first one, at the top, it'll say your school district. My school district is Burlington. Down below that, and you might have to be in a different school district. Anyway, and then it'll give a what date the school public hearing is, where it is, and contact information for that entity, for the school,
yeah,
the school district that you're in. Anyway, and so then, down below it, okay, so it's got all school funds. So it's got current property tax. By current, they mean the fiscal year we're in that started July 1st, 2023, and will end June 30th, 2024. So currently, they are collecting $14,105,349 is the number I have. But anyway, that's the number they're collecting right now for this current year. The current tax rate, mine says $12.37. Then there, the last two are the proposed property tax. That's how much their proposed tax levy will bring in with an increased tax base. In other words, the tax base typically rises. So if you levy a dollar and the tax base goes up 2%, you're going to bring in an extra 2%.
So there's kind of a formula for inflation?
Well, and I'll get to that. Anyway, and so the proposed tax rate is $12.25.
And that's per $1,000 of value?
That's per $1,000 of value, correct. And the effective tax rate is if they were going to collect the same amount of property tax dollars as they did last year, what would their tax rate be? So if they were going to collect the same $14,105,000, their tax rate would be $11.90 instead of $12.25. And so that's the same on each of the entities there. Is the current property tax, is the amount they are scheduled to receive this current year from now till the end of June 2024. And the current tax rate, and it's got the proposed property tax dollars they're going to collect and the proposed tax rate. That is what the budget currently shows, and the paper you're looking at, that is the proposed levy rate and the proposed dollars that will bring in. And the effective tax rate is what the tax rate would be if we were going to go use the same amount of dollars as we did the previous year. If you don't live in an incorporated city, then you won't have any information at the city at the bottom.
Okay.
If you go to the second page.
I didn't bring copies of this.
It's confusing. It shows for whatever tax district you're in, every part of the county, like you and I might be in the same city and county, but you might be in a different tax district. There's parts of West Burlington they're in the Burlington School District, and I believe vice versa. So anyway, so there'll be a different district for every one of those, you know, who your school is, who your city is, and it's always going to be county. And then they'll break that down in further. The cities will have TIF districts, and there's some number of those. So if you're in one of those TIF districts, it will give you a number. That shows the percentage of your tax dollars that are going to each of those entities. I don't think it's particularly useful. I'm not in the legislature or the Department of Management, but it's there. It might be a little more useful if you could see countywide where it goes, or at least district-wide without joining the TIF districts, but neither it. Then what's really confusing is if you get down, and it shows there, everything up to this point has said that there's going to be more tax dollars collected. Then if you go to the down below, it says that examples show how taxes on a property with a value of $100,000, you know, compare the current to the proposed budget years. That shows everybody's taxes is going to go down about 15 or 16%, which is silly. Where that comes from is, you've mentioned the inflation adjustment. The Code of Iowa limits the growth of a residential class of property taxes and agriculture to 3% statewide. An important word there is statewide. So you might remember about a little over a year ago, you would have got a tax assessment on your house, and it probably went up. Some of it went up a lot, some of it didn't go up much. But it averaged that residential property taxes, property tax assessments, residential tax assessments, went up 11% countywide. But they went up 23% statewide. So they have to adjust a rollback to bring 23% down, a 23% increase down to a 3% increase. The inflation adjustment they use is called a rollback. Your assessed value is not your taxable value.
I see that.
Your assessed value, or your taxable value, is your assessed value multiplied by the rollback. Last year, or the current fiscal year, the rollback was 54.65. So in other words, if you had a $100,000 house, you would pay your tax for $54,650 of it. That rollback went down quite a way so that they could bring the average 23% down to a 3% increase. So they dropped that to 46.34, I think, percent for the rollback. So if you had a $100,000 piece of property, you would multiply that for fiscal 25 times 0.4634. That means you would be paying, you would be taxed for $46,340. So your taxable value is going down quite a bit. So what they've done there is they just assumed everybody's, and if it doesn't make sense, because if your tax, if everybody's property went up 11%, that $100,000 property is now worth $111,000. So if they were going to be honest about that, we'd if we were going to look at, say, look, that property is now $111,000, you would multiply that times the 0.4634. That equals $51,440. So that's a 6% decrease. So the average, and I stress average, residential property in Des Moines County, the taxable value went down about 6%. So it looks like most of the levies stayed similar. So very possibly your taxes could go down. Each assessment's different. And it certainly doesn't hold true for commercial or industrial. Their taxes went the other, their valuations went the other way. So when it says that your taxes are going to go down there, that's misleading. They shouldn't have compared it to the $100,000. It should have been compared to what, that there was an increase there, but it doesn't show that. And then when it says the commercial property went down 15%, theirs is not going down, or most of them, because that's the first $100,000. Commercial property gets their first $150,000 of property at the residential rollback. Residential rollback. I'm not the greatest communicator in the world, as you know. Anyway, but after $150,000, everything else is at 90% than it's been. So, and where residential property went down, or went up just 11%, I don't have the exact numbers, and Matt isn't here. Commercial property went up by 12-13%, but when most of the assessor's values come from looking at sales ratios.
Comparative sales?
They compare, well, yeah, so in residential, there's a lot of transactions, so it would be statistically significant. Not so for commercial, but it's the way the state operates or the law. So they started out with a 12-13% increase or something like that. The state comes back with an equalization order and says, okay, it went up by, let's say, 13%. Add another 13% to it across the board. So most of their taxes are going to go up, some of them sharply. And it's really misleading for somebody that's going to look at that and say that my business, the taxes are going to go down, because a great number of businesses are valued at more than $150,000. And I think that's really misleading. I hope it isn't what the legislature intended, and I suspect it wasn't. I assume this was the Department of Management or somebody in that bureaucracy that came up with this particular form. But and I've heard, you know, I'm quite awfully surprised there aren't more people here, because it's as confusing a public notice as I've ever seen. So, and I apologize for that, but this is it.
So they raised the evaluation by a comparative, you know, of sales. They look at sales of comparative property.
That's it. Getting outside my field of expertise here, but it would be easier for houses. You can say, okay, you've got a ranch home, 1,500 square feet, you know, and they can pretty much look at that. You've got a six-bedroom house with, you know, and they can look at sales ratio. It said you had 35 of these sold this year. They're going it. So they compare sales ratios, and then when they estimate your house, they'll go by square foot, right. Number of bathrooms, all sorts of those things. So
and going off of the properties, kind of like
the
that.
Properties, so, and then they'll look at, you know, and then they'll look at your neighborhood. If several properties or properties in your neighborhood are sold, and they've sold higher and lower, that gets thrown into the mix too. Like I said, we're well outside the range of my expertise now. But anyway, so they come up, and the assessor's job is to come up with the market value, and everybody disagrees on this, and that's fine. So if they say your house is worth $100,000, you can say, I know damn well it isn't worth $100,000. I would be lucky to get $90,000 for it, or $85,000. Mm-hmm. And you can go to the Board of Review, and you can appeal that. Sometimes you have with a lot of sometimes
that is where the assessed value, that's what they're
saying. That's the assessed value.
They believe the current value.
That's what they believe, the actual value, the actual market value. And then they will multiply that times the rollback. By the rollback, and for this year that's 46.
So does this rollback tend to go down every year because of the...
Well, it's bounced around somewhere around 55% for the last few years. This is the biggest move I've ever seen it make. But like I said, statewide, the average increase statewide was 23% increase.
Right.
So and they can't that statewide average cannot increase more than 3%, so they had to really step on the rollback.
So that's going to probably tend to push the rollback down over time quite a bit.
Well, and I don't know, it's I would guess it would start coming back up slowly, because they're gonna let it grow 3%. They're not just, you know, that property values is not gonna be able to grow like that regularly. So I would assume that it would start coming back up, because now it's gonna, next year, if nothing changed, they would adjust that rollback so that the every, so that the statewide average could grow that 3%.
So is rollback on my bill somewhere?
Well, on your bill, probably not. Probably, aha!
Here's a burden.
Here's a burden, anyway, so
I think you've done a masterful job explaining it so far. So I was just, wanted to be here in case you had any other questions.
Okay, that's fine, and then, let me throw an advertisement in for Matt, and I've known that a long time. Not really an advertisement, and everybody, I would hate to be the assessor, I don't mind hassling once in a while, but to be the county engineer, or the sheriff, or the treasurer, or the assessor, I would not care for that, or the county attorney. But, his job is to find a market value for everything. There are assessors across the state that don't like to get nasty phone calls. So what they do is they just leave all the assessments the same. The state looks at the sales ratio, and they said, here's an equalization order, raise everything by 15% across the board. I mean, everybody gets that, whether, and obviously some that properties might increase in value a little faster, or decrease in little value. And everything just goes like that, and you aren't supposed to do it like that, and Matt stands up to the occasional butt chewing and does his job. Anyway, so
I'll be honest with you, I have no idea what my property's worth until it sells.
Well, and that's I'm not arguing. That's what you argue with Matt.
You're not trying to predict the future of market value, basically, or the current market value.
Okay, well, thank you, Tom.
Okay, I hope so. Yeah, just please, and give us your name and address for the record, please.
I'll try to be, it may not be real quick, but I'm glad that I'm a residential property owner, not a commercial or industrial.
Yeah.
My name is Greg Mangold, and I live at 2216 Seneca Street, and I'm here to talk about, on a larger level, and a better understanding of how the dollars collected that's projected equates to what you just concluded with your department heads regarding the amount of property tax that will be needed to operate for the forthcoming budget year, and how that corresponds to the dollar amount in aggregate that's scheduled to be collected on the form that we receive. I noticed that the tax rate stays the same from year to year, but due to assessed valuation, that rate in dollars collected, as you know, has happily, for operating purposes, has increased. My question is, what can be done, if anything, you notice that on this chart that there is, on the left-hand side is the tax rate, or the mill rate per thousand of the valuation. And on the right side is the actual tax levy in dollars that are received. The blue line going across is the tax rate that's stayed the same for the last 3 years. However, because of my understanding that the assessed valuation that rate applies to has increased, that produces a trend line in orange that has gone up for the last 2 years and proposed for the third year. So for the proposed budget coming up, $13,316,000. If we could just ring out for a while the impact of assessed valuation, how does that $13 million plus $300,000 how does that compare to the operating revenue through property tax that will be needed for 24, 25, after the department heads have come in and showed their expenditures minus, you know, their non-property tax revenue, there's an amount that's left, and that's coming from the property tax, in a simple way. So I guess I'm getting at is that $13,300,000, is that derived from the calculations from the department heads, meetings you had with them, or is it a more simple, taking that tax rate times the assessed valuation, and you have maybe a cushion? Some critics would say that's a cushion. So that's, it's on a larger level. My taxes are going to, on a personal level, I'm not dealing with that right now. It's going to go down, thankfully. But it's on the larger level that I'm concerned about.
And I believe I can address that. Typically, you deal if the tax base grows more than you need, you lower the levy rate.
Yes.
Over the last 10 years, the Des Moines County's tax base, the assessed value or taxable value, has increased 40%. We've reduced the tax rate by 20%, or the levy rate by 20%, from 851 to 681. But it's interesting you brought this. In fiscal year 23-24, something interesting happened. And I know it says that, and this is exactly what you said, it's multiplying the taxable value times the tax rate. And in 2024, our taxable value jumped almost 10%. Mm-hmm. And it's still in court. But what happened, to make it quick, is Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center. Their total value, taxable value, is somewhere around $202 million, which is just about 10% of our tax base.
Yes. Right.
So prior to that, they were being taxed on maybe $24 million. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
Anyway, well, for whatever reason, they said, we're a nonprofit. And they said, we don't owe any tax. So when they got their tax assessment, they went to the Board of Review.
Right.
And the Board of Review, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, the Board of Review is people that know real estate. They can tell you what your house is worth or what your farm's worth or that sort of thing. This is a legal question, whether it's a nonprofit or not. So they threw their hands in the air and said, it's all taxable. So the whole thing's on the tax base. And when the state looks at it, they said, this is how much you're getting. This is how much you're collecting. Well, they have an agreement with the court that they don't have to pay any taxes for the current year or until there's a decision, and there wouldn't be any penalty or interest to it. And I truly do not know, I am not an attorney, whether the nonprofit, how that works. I am familiar enough with budgets to know that if you budget, because that's going to add up to, that would mean we would get an extra $1.3 million that it shows us getting last year and this year. We might not get any of it. We might get a little bit of it. Maybe it'll end up, I don't know. But you want to be careful about budgeting revenue, especially that much revenue that you aren't going to get. So that is not included in our calculations. Mm-hmm. So quite honestly, if our tax base would have gone up that much, we'd have cut the levy rate. And so maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But we would be foolish to say, we're gonna get this. So, and that's where we are now. So we've got a budget that we have created without that money. Mm-hmm. Is that clear?
Yes, I understand, because it's in court, and it's, you can't rely upon that valuation of the hospital times the tax rate to produce the revenue that it would, you don't know about it.
Right.
So unknowns like that, if, let's say for example, the court says it's taxable, does that, then the money that comes, since you based your budgets on that not happening, would that go into then building the fund balance and then perhaps be available for the ensuing year? Or it's too, maybe that's conjecture.
That would be exactly where it was. Because right now, we're using a little fund balance because we don't, like, I suspect it's not gonna, I suspect that they aren't gonna say the whole thing is taxable. Maybe they'll see none of it, I don't know. We can't. So yeah, if all of a sudden we had windfall in our budget, we would look at lowering the tax levy, although you don't want to lower it too much, because if you say, okay, we've got fund balance, we won't, but then the year after that, you got it. So yeah, we would certainly look at that. And like I said, if our tax base had actually gone up 10% in that first jump you showed, our levy rate would have gone down. The counties, we've worked really hard. The people sitting around you have worked really hard to do something, and we're proud of how we've managed over the years.
Undoubtedly, I've had the good fortune of working with dedicated public servants. I don't doubt that at all. I guess my final thank you for that explanation. And this is something that none of us can deal with us in the room here. It would be like to see property tax reform so that local units of government can focus on the dollar amount that's necessary for operations after the expenditures, proposed expenditures, and revenues, non-property tax revenues, and focus on that, and then say that's the amount county auditor we need from Des Moines County, that's the amount city of Burlington would say we need county auditor, rather than having it being driven so much by, for some places, the assessed value. You could theoretically have this system you have keeping that rate the same, and there would be some say with windfalls or cushions, and to try to equate that operating number to what's levied, rather than having it be fluctuating from assessed valuation. But that's a reform of the Iowa code.
Yeah, that's a reform of the legislature.
Yes, and I understand that.
And they don't particularly care what we think. Yeah. And I agree with you.
Yeah.
That so something could be done.
Yeah, if something could be done on a personal level to try to bend that trend line a little bit, you know, in terms of either looking at your internal expenditures or outside revenues, just from a citizen's perspective, that would be great, setting aside the assessed valuation variable.
That's we play the hand we're dealt.
I understand. And it'd be nice if that hand, if the cards could change a little bit by the Iowa code and have it, you know, be a little bit rearranged so that the emphasis is on giving units of government their control over their fiscal destiny rather than wondering about the assessed valuation is going to be. Not here necessarily, but maybe across the state. Thank you. Did you say the budget hearing is going to be shortly after?
Budget period? Well, no, we're going to set the date for the budget hearing.
Oh, good.
In the next meeting, I think it's April 30th.
Oh, okay.
I understand. April 30th.
I understand.
And it'll be similar, only that will be the final hearing. Once it's approved, then we send it to the state and it's certified. But it's all but certified now. It's been.
I know there's a summary of the budget. So is there do you have a budget document actually online to look at that's by department?
Mr. Mandel, the young lady sitting next to you is the budget director.
Okay.
It'll be
Cheryl McVeigh.
Okay.
So I think she can help you with that.
Okay. I'll look to her for assistance. Thank you. That ends my comments. Thank you for
Thank
your
you.
Time.
Thank you. Anybody else have any comments or questions? Okay, we haven't had any calls or emails.
I have received nothing in the auditor's office as well.
Okay.
Move we go out of public hearing.
Second. Sarah.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane Campbell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. Okay, we adjourned.
Thank you.
With an I, we're adjourned.